Psalm 37, Part 1, Preface. A most blessed thing it would be if every Christian, in his peculiar station and calling, would daily practice this golden rule laid down by David. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It is verily true what King Alphonsus was accustomed to say, an 100 tons of fretting will not subtract 1 ounce from discontent, but will rather multiply it. Hence, with the sling of faith, each and every one of us should cast his cares, fears, and anxieties on God's strong shoulders, and having committed them to him, should patiently wait for the salvation of the Lord. If God does not just now presently do what you ask and desire, wait a little while, and he will answer your petition to your satisfaction, yea, even beyond your expectation, as surely as he is a faithful and almighty God. It is a word of the Lord, and his word is forever settled in heaven, that all things must work together for good to them that love God. God gives to each one what is good and wholesome for him, and will finally deliver him from all evil. This promise is repeated in the first part of the 37th Psalm. Offense at the prosperity of the wicked to be avoided. A Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Summary. This excellent psalm teaches us to exercise patience in this world, and it specially warns us against enviousness. Beholding the prosperity of the wicked and the afflictions of the pious is a strong temptation to discontent to the unlearned and to those weak in faith. To see the wicked obtaining riches and honors, perhaps gaining high offices and becoming money magnates, by employing smart and sly ways and means, and yet not to envy them and not to murmur against the providence of God, is indeed a virtue which but few can practice. So it is often in this world. The ungodly, proud and prosperous, the godly, humble, and afflicted. Here learn to possess your soul in patience, committed to God, and let not envy rule in your heart or lead you to wish evil to your neighbor and to murmur against God. Let it go and wait. The day is coming when all will be made square, when Lazarus will be comforted and Dives will be tormented. Prayer. Come, thou Spirit of the Father, make us thy temples, and so govern our hearts that envy and discontent may be banished from us. Teach us godliness with contentment, that we may account food and raiment sufficient for this life, and may devote our souls to seeking those treasures which thieves cannot steal and rust will not corrode. Amen.